The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 7th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes and faces, and he hears everything. In this way, the super soul exists.
So, we are now discussing Gyan, the object of knowledge. Previously we discussed the process of knowledge, amanittam, adammittam, ahimsa, khanti, ajavam, achaj, upasanam. 20 items we have discussed. The chief is maicha ananna yogina bhakti abhyavicharini. The chief of them is bhakti, maicha ananna yogena, without any diversion. Ananna yogena bhakti yoga. That is the chief point. Then other qualities of knowledge will develop automatically. Jashyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. As soon as you become a pure devotee of the Lord, all the good qualities of the demigods, Sura, there are two classes of man, Sura and Asura. Sura means devotee, and Asura means non-devotee. The good qualities can be found in the Suras, Ahimsa, amanittam, adammittam, ahimsa, khanti, arjavam. There are many instances that the devotees are all qualified. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he was only 5 years old boy, and his father was always chastising him because his only fault was he was chanting Hare Krishna. So, the world is so made, full of demons, that simply for your fault of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you will have so many enemies, even your father. This is the position. Simply for this fault, that because we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we have got so many enemies. This is the world. Sura no Sura. Because the more asuras, they will never tolerate. The glorifying the Lord, they cannot tolerate. It is very difficult for them. So there are two classes of men, suras and asuras. Sura means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Sura means devata, or the demigods. And asura means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva, asurastad viparjaya. And asuras means just the opposite number of Vishnu Bhakta. They are asuras. So, if you develop Krishna consciousness, if you develop love for Krishna, then automatically the qualities of the suras, of the demigods, will develop. You haven't got to endeavor separately for becoming qualified in good qualities, automatically. Jashyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahaduguna. But if one is not devotee, he cannot have any good quality. Why? Na manorathena asato dhavato vahi. Because he is on the mental platform. Devotee means one who is acting on the spiritual platform. And non-devotee means those who are acting on the material platform, either bodily platform or mental platform. These are material platforms. Bodily platform, they are called karmis. They are working for their personal benefit. Generally, everyone in the Bombay city, they are working very hard. But what is the aim? For their personal profit. That is called karmi. Either in this life, even those who are performing yogas for being elevated to the heavenly planet, that is also karma, karma kandiya. They are also karmis. Either for becoming happy in this life or becoming happy, happy nobody can become. It is illusion. But by sense gratification we think that we are happy. That is the karmi life on the bodily platform. And the mental platform is little subtle. The philosophers, the poets, the scientists, like that. So both the bodily platform and mental platform, they are material. Because the body is also matter and mind is also matter. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa analo vayu khanga mano buddhi rivacha aparayam prithiti me bhinna astudha. This body is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, and mind, is their subtle body. Mind, intelligence and egotism. So both platforms are material platforms. Therefore it is said, harama bhaktasya. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are not acting on the mental or the gross material platform. They are not working on that platform. They are working on the spiritual platform. So good qualities can be attained automatically when you work on spiritual platform. But if you work on material platform, means the gross body and the mind, then good qualities cannot be attained. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahaduguna manoratena asato dhavato vahi. Therefore we find that educated persons, so-called educated, they are not educated, because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the so-called educated persons are bereft of real knowledge. Maya aparita jnana. Aparita jnana. Why? Asuri bhava masita. Because they have taken the position of becoming an atheist. No faith in God. They are asura. So any asura, maya aparita jnana. He may be M.A., Ph.D. from academic career, but his real knowledge is taken up. Therefore he is atheist. Actual knowledge is to know God. Therefore Krishna is expressed. What is knowledge? Jnanam. Because as soon as you become actually wise, then you become liberated. But if you are not liberated, that means your knowledge is imperfect. Your knowledge is imperfect. So Krishna says Gyam. Gyam means Matvara Brahma. In the previous verse it has been explained. Anadi Matvaram Brahma. Brahma means Brihatyat Vinghanatyat Iti Brahma. Nothing is greater than Brahma. That is being explained. How is Brahma? What is the meaning of Brahma? Brahma means sarvata panipadam tat. Brahma has got his hands and legs everywhere. Just like I have got my hands and legs. This is limited. I have got my hands. Why I cannot stretch 5 feet? Only 3 feet. That is also very difficult. But the Brahma's hand, sarvato, everywhere. Just like Krishna said that Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Prajachit. Now, Krishna says that either a little flower, a little fruit, or little leaf, anyone can collect these things, even if he is the poorest of the poor. Then he can also collect a little flower, a little fruit, little water, and offer Krishna, my dear Krishna, I wanted to offer you something, but I am so poor, I have nothing to offer. I have collected these three things as you have prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. Patram puspam phalam toyam. Jome bhakta apajacchati. The real thing is bhakti. Krishna, he has appeared here in his form to accept your offering. Not that he is poor. So, Krishna comes here to accept your offering, but the demons want to break it. This is demon. He does not think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has so kindly come here in Juhu and accepting our offerings, but the demons will not tolerate it. No, Krishna cannot. This is called Asuri Bhavamastita, Asu, Rakhas. Ravan, bring Ram's wife, Lakshmiji, Sita. This is demonic. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But a demon, first class demon, Rakhas. Therefore it is said, Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. Even though you are a devotee of Lord Shiva, because you are not a Vaishnava, therefore he had no good qualifications. He had no good qualifications. Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. Manorathena Sato Dhavatuvi. Manorathena, my mental platform. Ravan thought that I shall enjoy the Lakshmiji of Narayan. But that is not possible. You can think like that. So, everyone is after Lakshmiji, the Ravan's philosophy. The whole world is after material acquisition, Lakshmi. Money is called Lakshmi. Everyone is after money. But nobody knows that money can be properly utilized when there is Narayan. Lakshmi can stay when there is Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan. You cannot keep Lakshmi alone without Narayan. That is not possible. Then he will be finished, just like Ravan. He wanted to kill Sita without Ram. Therefore he was finished with his whole family. That is awaiting. The whole world is awaiting that disaster. The America has got atom bomb and the Asasi has got atom bomb. As soon as there is another war, the whole world will be finished. So, this is the Agyan, Maya, Pritagyana. They do not know that we cannot keep Lakshmi without Narayan. That is not possible. Lakshmi can be kept at home with Narayan. Because she cannot leave Narayan. So if you want to fall, if you want to enjoy false Lakshmi, that is the point. Therefore, a person who is devoid of knowledge, who is not devotee, Krishna conscious, he has no value. Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. He cannot have any good qualities. This is our test. We are not very learned, but we can test. Because we have got the testing tube. Just like a scientist tests chemically, analytically, test how pure one chemical is within the test tube. Similarly, we have got a test tube. What is that? That test tube is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namāna duṣkitinam mūrha prabhadyante narādhamā māyaya apritajñānā āsurī bhāvamāśrita. As soon as we see that one is not surrendered soul to Krishna, he is māyaya apritajñānā. Then what is the category? The duṣkṛtīnā, always sinful, must be. Because he is sinful, he cannot surrender to Krishna. Navāṅga duṣkṛtīnā mūrā, and another class mūrā, rascal, without any knowledge. He cannot also surrender to Krishna. Navāṅga duṣkṛtīnā mūrā narādhamā, and the lowest of the mankind. Why lowest of the mankind? Because this human body, this man's body, not the dog's body, cat's body, but the man's body, that is meant for understanding Krishna, adhāta brahma jīgyāsa. That is not meant for spoiling like cats and dogs, jumping from here and there. So, therefore, he is not taking the opportunity of understanding Krishna. Therefore, naradhama, adhama, adhama is the lowest. First-class man utilizes his life for proper benefit, but one who cannot, they are called kripuna also, miser. Just if you have got millions of dollars, you don't use it, you keep it only in the bank or in the treasury to see, oh, I have got millions of dollars. But utilize it, that is intelligence. Utilize, make it millions to 10 times millions by doing it business or something like that. That is intelligence. Similarly, this body, this human form of body, adhāta brahma jīgyāsa, to understand Brahma, that Brahma is being explained, to understand how Brahma, sarvato upāni pādhasya. Brahma means the greatest. The greatest means not limited. We are limited. Our hands and legs are limited. But Krishna's hands and legs are not limited. Sarvato upāni pādhasya. Brahma means Krishna. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is addressed as Parabrahma, Paramdhāma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. When Arjuna understood Krishna, in the 10th chapter we will find, he is addressing Krishna that you are Parabrahma. Brahma, all of us are Brahma, aham brahmasmi. It is not very difficult to understand. I am not this body, matter, but I am spirit soul. Therefore, anyone can understand that he is Brahma. Spirit soul is Brahma, not the Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. We are Brahma, but part and parcel of the Brahma. Mamivamsa jivabhuta. We are part and parcel of the Parabrahma. Therefore we are Brahma. Therefore a particle of gold is also gold. A particle of the sea water is also sea water, salty sea water. That is oneness. So far the quality is concerned, that is oneness. A drop of sea water and the whole sea water, in quality they are one. Because the taste of a drop of sea water is also salty. Therefore you can understand the whole water is salty. So you can understand Parabrahma if you understand yourself. That is called self-realization. Simply the difference is Parabrahma is the greatest and you are the smallest. He is Vibhu, you are Anu. But Maya is so strong. Because we are qualitatively one, we are thinking we are the Supreme Brahma. That is another nonsense. Because I am salty, therefore I am the sea water. This is not very good logic. A part cannot be equal to the whole. So, here, jnana means, to understand the Parabrahma means, sarvato pani pada. Parabrahma has got pani, means hands and pada and legs, everywhere. How it is possible? That is knowledge. That is knowledge. It is possible. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have got our hands and legs. Therefore Krishna has got his hands and legs. Everywhere. But our hands and legs are now engaged otherwise. It is not for Krishna. That is called illusion. Actually, the hands and legs belong to Krishna. My hands, it is not my hand, it is Krishna's hand. My legs, it is Krishna's leg. But in Maya, in illusion, we discover upadhi. My hand means it is Indian hand. My leg means it is Indian leg. My hand means American hand. My leg means American leg. No, it is neither American leg, neither Indian leg, neither Indian hand, not American hand. It is all Krishna's hands and legs. That you have to realize. That is real knowledge. That is Gyan. You have to understand that you are not the proprietor of these hands and legs. Krishna is the proprietor. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishik means senses, and Isha means the master. Rishikesha. Senaya rubhayar madde ratas thapayam eyochuk. Another place, Arjuna has addressed Krishna as Rishikesha. No, I mean to say Sanjaya said Rishikesha. So Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. So, Rishik means Indriya, senses, and Rishikesha means the master of the senses. We have got our hands and legs, we have got our mouth, we have got our tongue, we have everything, we have got, that's our life. But the real knowledge means to realize that these hands, legs, tongue, eyes, ears, everything belongs to Krishna. That is knowledge. Therefore, bhakti means to become liberated from the false understanding that this is my leg, my head. No, it is Krishna. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirvana. When we become purified, purified means, at the present moment, we have got this false knowledge. This is my hand, this is my leg. When we become purified, we understand that this is Krishna's leg, Krishna's hand, Krishna's eyes. And that is one thing. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam, this is liberation. So long we are materially attached, it is mola. Mola means dirty things. But when we are purified of the dirty things, we can understand. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was in the beginning thinking that my hand, my leg, it is meant for my family. Therefore he was hesitating to kill. Well, this hand belongs to my family, to my kinsmen, to my country, to my nation, to my society. How I can use these hands and legs against them? Krishna will not fight. This is ignorance. He did not know that his hands and legs belong to Krishna. And when he understood, after reading, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he understood, well, I was thinking the hands and legs belong to my family, to me. No, it is belongs to Krishna. It must be used for Krishna. Then he decided, Krishna, karishye tat vachanam tava. Now you want me, because this is your hand, your leg. So you want to use these hands and legs for fighting, I must do it. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Otherwise how? Of course Krishna is all pervading. Still, we are also pattern, everything. All pervading means everything belongs to Krishna, everything Krishna's energy. Just like the sun is all pervading. How it is all pervading? By the light and the heat. Light and heat is all pervading. Although sun is localized, sun is situated in one place, how it is all pervading? Because it is supplying the heat and light throughout the universe. Therefore it is all pervading. And what is the heat and light? The energy of the sun. Similarly, the original sun is Krishna, and he has got two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. So, therefore, everything is Krishna's. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat sarvam khulu idam brahma. That is realization. When you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, because everything is manifestation of Krishna's energies, just like this whole material world. What is this? This is only expansion of the energy of the sun, heat and light. Those who are scientists, they can understand physics, heat and light. Similarly, the whole creation, that is Krishna's energy, heat and light, material energy and the spiritual energy. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khanga mano buddhi revata. Vindrami pakiti rastadha. Aparayam mitastu vidhi me prakitiṃ para jīva bhūta mahāvāho jayedam dhārjate jagat. That is the superior energy, living entity. So you are living entity. We are superior energy of Krishna. But we have become inferior on account of this material covering. We have become inferior, but we are not inferior. We are superior energy. When we act for Krishna, then we are situated in our own position. That is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavata it is said, mukti means hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is mukti. Mukti does not mean that you have got now two hands and as soon as you become mukta you will have 3,000 hands. No, not that. Mukti means sarupena avasthiti. When we understand that I am utilizing hands and legs and eyes for my sense gratification. No, this is wrong. It should be utilized for Krishna's service. My hands should be engaged for Krishna's service. My hands should be engaged for cleansing this temple. My hands should be engaged for cooking Krishna's food. In this way, my hands should be utilized for writing for Krishna, glorifying Krishna. My legs should be used for going to the temple of Krishna. My eyes should be used for seeing beauty of Krishna. My ears should be used for hearing glories of Krishna. My tongue should be used for chanting Krishna. That is mukti. Mukti is not a very difficult thing. You can attain mukti in a second. Simply if you agree, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māme ekam saraṇam vraja. Ahamkvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhasyami. Then ahamkvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhasyami. This is mukti, mokkhasyami. So Krishna is offering you this mukti. Mukti parisāna bhava virakti annatra sya. Virakti annatra sya. When you understand that these hands and legs belong to Krishna, so I am misusing them. So long I am misused them, I am used for my personal sense gratification or expanded sense gratification. This so-called socialism, nationalism, thisism, that is also sense gratification. But it is expanded sense gratification. He has got his legs and hands, eyes, head, then how he becomes impersonal, void? Where is this conception comes from Bhagavad Gita? The rascal said that God is impersonal, no form. How it is possible, if he has got hands and legs, heads and ears, how he has become formless? Tell me, who is there? How he becomes formless? He is not formless. But the difference is, his form is different from our form. Our hands and legs are limited, but he has got his hands and legs. That is not limited, that is unlimited. That is the difference. When we say, when there is such thing as formless, formless means he hasn't got a form like us, which is limited. Sachida Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He has got his form, he has got his hand, just like Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jome Bhakta Prajacchati. Tadaham bhaktya upuritam asnami. Now if you say Krishna is in the Goloka Vrindavan, far, far away from here, how he accepts? That is the answer is there. Sarvatopanipada, he has got hands. That is the Vedic injunction. Apanipada Jamana Grihita. The absolute Brahma has no hands and legs, but he can accept anything. He can walk everywhere. Just contradictory. Pashyati Achakshu. He has no eyes, but he can see everything. This is the difference. He has got his form. That is spiritual form. That is not this material limited form. But he has got his form. One who does not understand his unlimited form, Brahma form, Sarvato, everywhere. He can go, everywhere he can see, everywhere he can accept whatever you offer, everywhere he can walk. That is his form. But he is not formless. Therefore he is called omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. These are the adjectives given to God. Omnipresent. He is present everywhere. That's a fact. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtati. He is sitting within your heart. He is seeing everything, what you are acting. Ishara sarva sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta matta sute jnanam apohanansa. So this is knowledge. This is knowledge. Not that to make Krishna formless, he does not eat, he does not speak, he does not walk, he has no hand, he has no head. That is not knowledge. That is ignorance, foolishness. Mūḍha avajānanti māga mūḍha mārasīṁ tanumās parambhā avajānanta. Because he does not know the parambhā. This is parambhā. Krishna has form, but a form not like us. That is parambhā. He is present everywhere. He can accept anything, wherever you offer. That Krishna says, tadaham bhaktya upuritam asnāni. Krishna says, I take. Who are you to say that Krishna does not accept? Krishna accepts, provided it is given with devotion. That is wanted. Tadaham bhaktya upuritam. Anyone bring something to offer Krishna with bhakti, Krishna is not hungry, but he accepts. He takes whole foodstuff. He still remains food. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. These are the Vedic injunctions. Thank you very much.